Welcome, 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 and welcome, everybody, to the show. It's Rob Zicari. It's Rob Zicari Show. And, of course, we are live coming to you from Glendale, California. What a night and what a morning. We're a little late as always. Nah, I shouldn't say as always, but I had inspections this morning at my apartment. Yes, I know. Some of you who know how crazy my apartment is, my lavish penthouse apartment over here in beautiful Glendale, California, are saying to yourselves, inspections? Well, let me give you a little 411. Every 6 months, I always thought it was every year, but it's every 6 months, an independent sprinkler company comes to the building that I live in, and they inspect every apartment to make sure that the sprinklers are running properly, or they're actually not covered up or ripped out of the ceilings. In my apartment, both bedrooms have sprinklers. Both walk-in closets have sprinklers. Both bathrooms have sprinklers. The family room has sprinklers. The kitchen has sprinklers. And they're these fancy-dancy. There's not these old-school 9-inch metal sprinklers. They're these fancy, dancy, high-tech sprinklers. So when I got back from the New York trip, I got a notice that said Thursday and Friday, this sprinkler company, whoever installed all of these sprinklers in the building, will be coming around to inspect the apartments. And this is your notice for us to come in. So that was Monday. So last night, I had to prepare. I had to prepare for inspectors. So I had to clean the house up. I had to fix up my office area, because there's stuff everywhere. It's a mess. It really is. It's a mess. I got shelving, and I have, God, it's just a mess. That's all I can say. It's a mess. So I just wanted to make everything neat and tidy. So then this morning, I had to wait because I got notice that they would be here in the morning. So I had to wait and wait. They came. And it took about 2/10 of a minute. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I didn't even have to tidy up the place. I didn't even have to tidy up my office. I didn't even have to move stuff around. I didn't have to put shelves back up, because in my walk-in closet, I pulled the shelving down so I could put my own shelving in there, and I could put inventory, T-shirts, things like that, things that we sell. Basically make it look like a miniature warehouse. And the company literally came in at 9:45, so I couldn't get to the studio until they left. The dogs are barking. I had to put them away. And he came in with a flashlight because all the lights were still off. And just said, don't worry, don't worry. I'll be real quick. And shined the light and left. So that's it. That's what happened. All my stress from last night turned out to be for naught. So here we are at the studio. And I'm watching the news. And I'm thinking to myself, what is in the chlorine? Seriously, what is in the chlorine that makes the U.S. swim team insane? Seriously. What is in the chlorine that makes the U.S. swim team cuckoo birds? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Because this incident that happened now is not the first time craziness has struck the U.S. Olympic swim team. Now, I know it was a few years ago, but remember, there was a stretch. There was a stretch where Michael Phelps was getting into all sorts of crazy trouble. And you had to sit back and go, this guy is one of the greatest Olympic swimmers of all time. Hell, one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time. What the hell is he doing smoking bongs, you know, weed with the bongs and drinking and driving and having these volatile relationships with trannies. Remember that? Actually, Catherine reminded me last night, it wasn't a tranny. Technically, it was a hermaphrodite. It had a penis and a vagina. Man. You sat there and said, what the hell? this guy's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars from endorsements. And everybody knows when that's your business, when your business is endorsements, you can't be an animal. Yeah, if you're being paid to play baseball, if you're being paid to play football, box, there's an element of being an animal that's acceptable. There's an element to it. You can't beat your wife or your kids, but being busted for DUI, okay, you get a suspension. But chances are you're not going to lose your $100 million football contract. If you're a golfer, chances are you're still going to be able to compete for the Masters. Now, you might lose a small endorsement, but you're not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. If you're a swimmer, if you're an Olympic swimmer, everything is based on endorsements. Yeah, you compete in these swim meets that are not the Olympics, and you could pick up $100,000 here, $50,000 there. But at the end of the day, the big money is $5 million here, $10 million there. Wear this Speedo, be on this Wheaties box, take this supplement. So when you do something where they can take every single one of those things away from you, something's wrong with your brain. And I think it's the years and years and years of swimming in those pools. It's not like the average swimming pool that me or you grew up in the neighborhood. You know, after a good pool party, there's a lot of pee and God knows, saliva, whatever. God knows. And if you're like me and you're 43 years old and you're from New York or Pennsylvania, most of us had above ground pools, which are really nasty. Really nasty. But nonetheless, something's in those Olympic pools, like super duper chlorine, like exposure to it. It drains your brain. So I think that's what forget chemtrails. All right? Forget chemtrails. Forget the chemtrails. We got to worry about the swimming pools that the Olympic swimmers are in, because first it was Michael Phelps and the exposure, the prolonged exposure. And now literally, it's the entire Olympic swim team minus Michael Phelps. So you heard, they are detained, or at least half are detained in Brazil. The original story was that the swim team, or half the swim team, were held up and robbed. They were robbed at gunpoint. I know, crazy, but it's believable. You're talking about Brazil. You want to talk about a savage country? You want to talk about a third world country? Savages. I mean, seriously, I was there. Listen, I was there back 15 years ago, maybe longer, but I was there about 15 years ago. And 15 years ago, it was rough. 15 years ago, it was rough. We went to Sao Paulo, home of the trannies. And then we went to Rio. Now, 15 years ago, it wasn't what it is today. There wasn't poison water. There weren't dead bodies washing up on the shore. And people weren't getting robbed every 10 or 15 feet on the street. You had to go in certain areas. You had to go to the favelas. That's what they called it, the favelas. And if you were on the freeways and jammed in traffic, and you're wearing any type of jewelry, you were told not to have your arm out the window. You know how we'll stick our arm out the window? Well, not all of us, but you're driving, you got your arm out the window, and getting some air, getting a little tan. They told us not to do that. They told us not to do that because people would drive by on motorcycles, and if you're wearing a watch or something of value, they would chop off your arm. I was like, what? You chop off the arm? What? So it was bad, but not like today. So when you hear that the men's swim team were robbed, you went, go figure. Go figure. I mean, of course. Of course they were robbed. Other people were robbed. But then, you hear all of these conflicting stories of vandalization and urinating on the street and robbing the gas station, you're saying, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? And it's all about that Ryan Lockett, Lachette. Listen, I only know Phelps. When I was in Rochester, it was at the height of the whole swimming gymnastics portion of the Olympics, where like every day, I mean, forget the men's basketball, forget, just it was swimming and it was gymnastics, that Gabby or Blythe or whoever, whatever the girls were, the little black girls. But this Ryan Lochette, L-O-C-H-T-E, Loach, I think, I don't know. James Fagan, Jack Conger, and Gunnar Bentz. See, all of the men's swim team except Michael Phelps. Somehow, he escaped this lapse of judgment. So these guys all said that they were robbed at gunpoint Sunday. And then Conger and Bentz, when they were trying to leave Brazil, were pulled off their flight, had their passports seized, and now the State Department's involved. The State Department is involved because they're saying, well, the Brazilian authorities are saying that these guys lied. They made this up. They made this up to cover up what really happened, which was, as the Brazilians claim, the swim team got drunk and decided to cause a ruckus at a gas station, throw rocks at the place, and tore signs, you know, whatever, they gassed $58, whatever the hell the signs, they tore signs down. And then urinated in the street. And they have video, surveillance video, of all of this happening. And then there's surveillance video a little time after the robbery occurred of the swim team going back to their hotels, going back to the Olympic Village. And the video shows them laughing and joking and goofing off. And people are saying, hey, they were just robbed and practically killed at gunpoint. Would you be in a festive mood? Would you be in a party mood? Would you be excited? And of course, every one of these swimmers gave a story that's a little different. So this entire this entire incident is turning into a national or international, I should say. It's a national as far as story goes, but international as far as involving countries, an international scandal. I mean, here you have the Rio Olympics, this hugely, hugely successful event, against all odds. Green swimming pools, poison water. I mean, just the odds of this thing turning out good was, well, the odds weren't there. Seriously, the odds weren't there. No. The odds were not there. The women's Olympic or the women's gymnastics team, they won huge, huge. The men's swim team won huge. I mean, all around the Olympics were a success. I'm not a big Olympics fan. I'm just not. But nonetheless, it was huge. It was a success. We actually won something. We actually won and beat other countries. Handily. Okay? Handily. And now, it's all being overshadowed by our men's swim team and their robbery, non-robbery story. They're urinating on streets, non-urinating on streets, vandalizing, non-vandalizing. I mean, just basically being hooligans. Degenerate hooligans. Basically being Black Lives Matter. I mean, let's face it. Vandalizing a gas station, throwing rocks, urinating on the street, lying, stealing. It's Black Lives Matter. Our Olympic swim team has turned into Black Lives Matter. And this is now the biggest story out of the Olympics. I mean, when you have half the team getting pulled off an airplane. Pulled off an airplane. It's like something out of a movie, a drug smuggling movie. What was that? What was that one movie where the American, he's on the plane, he's got the drugs, and he's sweating, and he's trying to smuggle the dope back from China or wherever the hell it is, and he gets nailed on the plane and they pull him off, and he's now in some horrible, horrible prison and has to try to escape. Bad, 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 bad stuff. Good movie, but bad stuff. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. They pulled him off a plane. And you got to understand something. Let's just say all the Olympic swim team did was urinate outside of a gas station and kind of vandalize it, kind of throw rocks at it. You know, let's just say it wasn't as drastic as it's being painted. Maybe instead of 10 or 20 rocks, it was like 2 or 3 rocks. Instead of vandalizing and breaking windows, it was just ripping one sign down. Let's just say it was just that. And they panicked and created a story to cover that up because they were afraid they would get in trouble and lose their Olympic medals or something like that. Well, listen to the cover-up. Listen to the cover-up, my friends. Midnight Express was that movie. Midnight Express. The director, producer, writer extraordinaire has just told me inside my earpiece, Midnight Express. He just said, Midnight Express, that was the movie. And I said, ah, yes. But Loesch said that the swimmers were pulled over when they were in their taxi by men who had police badges. So right out of the gate, this Loesch is implicating the Brazilian authorities. So right out of the gate, Loesch is saying, we were in our taxi and we were pulled over by people showing us badges. They were then forced to the ground. But Loesch, because he's a tough guy, refused to get down. Yes, Loesch is a tough guy. And then the man pulled out his gun, cocked the hammer, just cocked it, click, and pressed it against Loesch's temple. And then said, get down. And then, of course, when a gun is pointed at your temple, and that hammer's pulled back, you get down. Now, guys, that's a pretty big story. I mean, this is a story that NBC reported. Go figure. I mean, that is the Lie Network. Remember, that's the Brian Williams, Lying Brian Williams Network. That's the, I was under attack. Hell, that was Hillary Clinton. We're under sniper fire. I mean, NBC is one of the, if not the most corrupt entertainment / fake news outlets there is. I mean, they are the worst. They really are. All the properties of NBC. I mean, the list goes on. Look at their programming from Late Night with Seth Meyers to Saturday Night Live, MSNBC, the president, the head of NBC, the guy who's out there calling Donald Trump horrible, horrible names. He's the boss of NBC, and he's straight up saying, I'm a liberal. I'm a Democrat. I will do everything in my power to make sure Democrats, liberals, progressives stay in power. I mean, they paid Chelsea Clinton $500,000 to do nothing except be Chelsea Clinton. They protect Hillary Clinton. I would argue they protect Hillary Clinton more than the Clinton News Network does. And here you got this Olympic superstar coming up with this wild story, and NBC are the ones that reported it. NBC is the ones that put it out there. And after that story made its rounds and people went, whoa, NBC reported that the swimmers are robbed after using a toilet at a gas station. And then that Loesch said two men tried to force them to the ground, one pointing a gun inches from him when he refused. Ostro said the gun was pointed near his client's head, not against it, adding the difference was just a matter of inches. Now, Ostro is one of the lawyers, but guys, you're in a taxi and the taxi is pulled over by men who flashed police badges and ordered you to get to the ground while holding guns or a gun to your temple is extremely different. Extremely different. NBC says changed the story slightly. I don't know about slightly. Like I said, NBC seems to always be in the middle of some lie or some cover up or just some shady BS. I mean, again, CNN is no better. And CNN is the one that says this story changed slightly. Slightly. I would say dramatically. Being in a taxi driving, getting pulled over by guys with badges versus using a bathroom at a gas station and two men trying to force their way into the gas station or into the toilet at the gas station. And then forcing the swimmers on the ground. I mean, one is in a car being pulled over by individuals with police badges. And the other story is being in a bathroom in a gas station and having individuals try to force their way in. And eventually making the swimmers get to the ground with guns pointed at their head, or one gun. I mean, that's not slightly different. That's dramatically different. Being in a car and being in a bathroom is dramatically different. Guys with police badges, guys without police badges, are dramatic. That's dramatically different. That's dramatically different. That's dramatically different. Seriously, that's dramatically different. And then Loesch said a single robber approached the athletes and demanded all their money, while Sane's statement said a number of robbers targeted the athletes, but only one was armed. So, you know, geez, guys, what is in the chlorine? Seriously, what is in the chlorine? What is in there? Something is going on. The famous words of Donald Trump, something's going on. Okay, something's going on. All right, I don't know what it is, but something's going on, and it's not good. Something is going on bigly. All right, something's going on bigly. And now the State Department's getting involved. I mean, geez. Man, I can't. There's video from the Daily Mail. I'm telling you, it's just what is in the water? What is in the water? That's it. So that we got to know what's in the water. So that's what's going on. While I was waiting for these fire marshals, Fire Marshal Bob to show up, that's what I'm watching. And I'm like in amazement. What? What's going on with this? Come on now. Come on. What is happening with our what's happening with our swim team? What is going on? Please stop the madness. So we'll see. We'll keep monitoring. Okay? We'll keep monitoring the situation. Here's what I think. Okay? I think these swimmers were loaded. I think they were drunk. I think they were rowdy. I think they got into an altercation at the gas station with some natives there. I do. I think they were lit. They got into a fight with some natives. They were mother effing each other. The Brazilians were calling them chupadoras. You're chupadora. You're chupadora. I think maybe a punch or two was thrown, or at least a push. Swimmers got back in the car, and they panicked. I think they panicked. I think they panicked. I think they thought, we're going to lose our medals. We're going to lose our endorsements. We're gonna get in trouble. This is going to turn into something big. And Loesch went, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'm going to come up with something. And, of course, they're lit. They're loaded. And you're not thinking rational when you're wasted. At least I never have. And they said, okay. That's a good story. So we got robbed, yeah. And, of course, they're drunk. They're hammered. So their story after they were sober didn't exactly gel. Wasn't on point. What they agreed to that night was different than what they told people the next day. And they're thinking, well, it's a third world country. We'll just tell somebody this is what happened. It will just kind of lay low. Nobody wants a big to-do to shine a spotlight on the crime and corruption here in Brazil. And little did they realize that because the Olympics went off pretty much without a hitch, aside from, you know, a green pool here and a few little robberies there, everything was successful. So the Brazilians didn't want this to go unchecked. They didn't want people to go, oh, the Olympics, the most decorated swim team, and oh my God, and they did not. The Brazilians did nothing but. So they're like, hey, what? They were robbed at gunpoint. Tell us, Wolf. We're gonna find. Nobody's gonna ruin the Olympics for us. No one here. No citizen of Brazil is gonna do that. And all of a sudden, the Brazilians cared. And now they start asking the sober swimming team what happened again. And now everybody's story is a little different. Everybody's story is a little different. And of course, Loesch books, he's gone. He's like, I'm out of here. Later, guys. I mean, if you think about it, Loesch leaves. And the other guys are behind. The other guys are behind. The guy who concocted the crazy story. Remember, everything is on Loesch. He's the one that has the gun pointed to him or at his head. He's the one. He's the one that the story is based on, and he's gone. He's like, deuces, I'm out. I'm out. Later, guys. See you later. Bye-bye. 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 So now their stories don't gel. Loesch is gone. And now, they're going to get jammed up more than if they would have just said, ah, man, we were a little rowdy, we were a little drunk, and, man, we were stupid, we were foolish, we were dumb. Now these guys have created an international crisis. I mean, think about it. You got Americans being pulled off airplanes, being detained, being midnight expressed. People are like, whoa, what's going on? I mean, this is a big deal. These dummies. And that's what I think happened. I think they tried to cover up being a bunch of dummies. Bunch of dummies. That's what I think. But who knows? We will eventually see what happens as the day continues. But this is what's happening. This is the news. This is what is going on. These guys. Bunch of crazy, crazy, crazy swimmers. Crazy. Telling you. These goofy, goofy kids. But we'll see.